the northern Pacific Ocean, scientists say a large pool of plastic waste half the size of Texas, weighing 300 million tons, is threatening marine life. Ocean currents carry the waste from North Asia and North America. Doug Woodring leads Project Kaisei, a small group of conservationists and entrepreneurs from Hong Kong, California, and London who aim to recycle the plastic into diesel fuel.
The problem is a lot of this does not biodegrade. It does not go back into nature. And when the plastic and the material gets smaller and smaller, sometimes the fish eat it or the turtles or the birds eat it. So there's a lot of problems with the health of the ocean and the marine life.
This summer, the organization will bring its boat, the Kaisei, to the so-called plastic vortex.
We'll be taking out the Kaisei so we can do all kinds of different studies on marine life, on toxicity issues, on material sciences, and then on how to get the waste out, how to catch it. That's going to be probably the biggest task here. And then how to remediate it. We have new technologies that can turn that into diesel fuel. So that is something that at least can help subsidize a cleanup in the future if we can get out there with many bigger vessels and different netting.
Most of the plastic waste that ends up in the ocean comes from land. Landfills are running out of space and people throw debris into the water. In Thailand's Rayong municipality, Single Point Energy and Environment recycles plastic waste into liquid fuel that is then sold to oil refineries. Santivipa Panichakun is an environmentalist and an executive of the company.
The technology will cut the molecule into a chain of oil and gas. It transforms the plastic back into original form.
Up to 10 tons of plastic waste, such as shopping bags and parts of appliances, toys, computers, and office equipment, can be fed into the recycling machine a day. That becomes 28 barrels of liquid fuel, which can be used directly in machinery, motorcycles, and heating systems.
It is my intention to make the government adopt the policy in turning plastic waste into energy, because Thailand has so much of plastic waste, approximately a minimum of 2.5 million tons per year.
After warnings from environmentalists, governments in Asia are beginning to address the problem of plastic waste. Hong Kong has imposed a tax on plastic bags. Thailand is studying a tax on oil-based plastics. But few governments are moving into directly recycling plastic into fuel. Santivipa says two towns in Thailand are adopting her company's technology despite its price tag. The recycling machine costs $2 million, a sign that governments are willing to pay for a cleaner environment. Hedda Baron for VOA News, Hong Kong.